baby. You okay? What's wrong? I can tell when something's wrong. Yes, I can. It's the perk of knowing you so well. Come on, look at me. What's going on? Mm-hmm. Oh, baby. Yeah? I'm sorry. No, I am sorry. You have a lot on your plate. You, baby, you do. Don't downplay it. Don't minimize it. You do. You have a lot on your plate. Yes, you have a lot to be stressed out about. I understand. You're allowed to feel stressed, though. Yeah, you are. No, you shouldn't feel... No, you shouldn't feel like that for being overwhelmed. It's bad enough that you feel overwhelmed. You shouldn't feel guilty and... Yeah, you shouldn't. Because it's completely natural. If I had the same amount of stuff that you had to do, I'd feel overwhelmed too. No, don't worry though. We're gonna figure it out together. Yes, we are. Because you're not alone. No, you're not alone. One thing at a time. Like, let's start with school. I know you're really freaked out you're going to fail, but I don't think you're going to fail. No, I don't. Well, for one, I've been watching you study, and you've done most of your assignments on time. You show up to class. It's like half the battle. No, I know. I know the finals are coming up soon. And I know it's a lot. But you still have time. You know, time to study. Time to get things together. Yeah, it's not too late. It really isn't, baby. No matter what you get. Yeah, no matter what you get, I'm going to be proud of you. Yeah, because do you honestly try your hardest? That's all I can ever ask of you. Yeah, that's all you could ever ask of yourself. If you know that you tried your hardest, then whatever you get, whatever you get. I know, but it's enough. It is enough. I promise you, years from now, you won't even remember this. And if you do remember it, you'll be looking back at it in a completely different light. Yeah, you will. Because I was in the same position you were when I was passing classes and more often failing them. I remember all the stress and anxiety and... Looking back at it now, it seems so far away. I can barely remember. I can barely remember what it feels like. Yeah. I mean that. Come here, baby. Come here. Come here. It's okay. It's gonna be okay. I promise. I know. Even when it doesn't feel like it's gonna be okay, it more often we'll be okay. Yeah. This too shall pass. That tends to help. And don't think about it right now. Yes, I agree with you. You have a lot of work to get done. But stressing out about it right now is not going to do anything for you. Yeah, just relax. Try to push all that out of your head. Because you don't need it. You don't need it, at least right now. Right now, you're not tackling it. You're not dealing with it. So you don't need to think about it. Think about anything else. Like puppies or kittens. Days at the beach. Sleeping in the passenger seat of my car. Just being in bed. Maybe that's even this moment right now. Just anything else. It is super true. If you're ever stressed out and you need to not be stressed out, just like look up videos of puppies and it really does help. It does. I don't know. There's just something about looking at puppies that distracts you. I'm not even kidding. Yeah. Whatever you need to do just to not be stressed out. Yeah. because you don't think clearly when you're over, like, yeah, when you're overworked and stressed out, you just don't. Your brain's fried. You feel exhausted and you don't want to get anything done. You don't even think you can get anything done. Yeah, that's why the first step is get you a little bit less stressed. Yeah. Yeah, I know I'm the first person to be like, go get stuff done, but right now you don't need to do that. Yeah, right now you need to do the opposite. Don't do anything. Get less stuff done. Just relax for a little bit. Take a break for your brain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a bad idea. We can go get some food. Maybe get you some water, which I know you've not been. I know. I figured it's been only coffee so far. Let's get something that isn't coffee inside of you. No, not that. But, I mean, if you finish everything you're supposed to do, maybe. Yeah, a little incentive. It is going to be okay, baby. I know. You're almost done, though. Yeah. Think about it. After the semester, how much do you have left? See, it's not that much. It really isn't. It'll go by faster than you know. Yeah. Why did I tell you to stop thinking about it? I guess it's my fault I brought it up. let me think. Anything else? I'm just trying to think for any kind of distraction. Oh, yeah. You did want to do that this weekend. Do you want to still do that? Yeah, I'd love to take you. I would. No, I was just joking before. Yeah, I was. I wasn't being serious, baby. Of course I'll take you. Yeah, I'd love to go with you. That's a really cute date idea. You can get dressed up. Get out of the house. I know, I haven't been in forever. I completely forgot about it until you brought it up, honestly. Yeah, well. Not all of us have such perfect memories. I remember some stuff. Is my memory getting worse? Am I forgetting things? I guess occasionally. Well, I can never forget that. Yeah, because of what we did there. Well, I forgot all the stuff around it. I didn't forget what happened. Oh, no, you can't forget that. Mm-mm. Some things are just burned in your memory. Yeah, exactly. I love you. Mm-hmm. I love you so much. No, stay right here. You're not going anywhere. Hold on, are you feeling motivated all of a sudden? The idea of actually going out this weekend and maybe something else tonight. Oh, was that all it took to motivate you? I should use it more often then. One more minute, then you can go. Mm-hmm. You can go study. I'm so proud of you. I am. No, because it isn't easy, and you've been really strong through all of it. No, school is not easy. It isn't easy at all. Graduating is a big thing, and every day you get closer and closer, and I'm so proud of you. I really am. Yeah, because at any point you can decide you don't want to do this anymore and drop out. Yeah, it has been an option this whole time. Not that I'm giving you the option, I'm just saying it has been an option, and you haven't taken it. Even though you're overwhelmed and stressed and freaking out, you're still, like, pushing through. That's really admirable. Hey, I only dropped out once, but then I re-enrolled eventually, so I was only a partial dropout. Yeah. I'm only, like, a 50% dropout. Yeah, because then I undropped out. You're never gonna let me forget that. Hey, I graduated eventually, you know. Yeah, so if I could do it, anyone can do it. Yeah, if I can do it, at least I know for a fact you can do it. You're way smarter than me. Yes, you are. And you're more determined, and you're... I can go on. I can list all your positive attributes. I know you don't want to. Yeah, because every time I say anything nice, you you basically cringe at compliments. One day you're going to learn how to take them. Yeah. You cringe because you don't think it's true, but it is true. No one say it otherwise. And I'll spare you. I'll spare you. I'll spare you from me saying very nice things about you. One day, though, I'm just going to unload every nice thing I have to say about you. And I'm just going to hold you down and make sure you take it. Well, I can hold you down. I'm much stronger than you. So, yeah, I can. I can do it right now if you want to. You're in my arms, so there's no getting away. No. I can do it. You're going to go work, and I'm really proud of you, so this isn't the time. Okay, I'll free you. I'm glad you're feeling a little better. I'm so proud of you. Yeah, if you need me to check anything, or yeah, whatever you need, just let me know. Baby, honestly, whatever you need. Of course. I love you too.